And now on 1FM for the final time, the morning gig. Here's Simon Bates in New York.
Bates in New York.
Suddenly realise, of course, that he works for another radio station as well. Now then, let me tell you a little bit about what's happening and why it's happening today. We're actually in probably the most famous delicatessen in the world, which is the Carnegie Deli on the corner of West 55th Street and 7th Avenue here in New York. We've got a few guests, just a few. Texas will be playing live a little later on. We three, Sean Colvin has agreed to come up from New York, and Toshi Reagan and Cyndi Lauper will be here about 15 minutes ago. It's late at night for Jim Simon, but not that late at night. He's wearing his fangs, and he's also got his cloak on. He popped in with Lorraine Crosby. I was thrilled to learn from Lorraine Crosby that Mrs. Loud was referred to on commercial radio in Britain about a week ago as... Who was it, Lorraine, or somebody else? It's Bonnie Tyler. No, David Jensen, it is not Bonnie Tyler. It is Lorraine Crosby, and she's cross, and she's coming to get you. Lorraine Crosby will be here a little later on. Also, the man who hates the Beatles most of all because of what they did to him in 1963. We're here in New York for obvious reasons. We have some guests. We have a lot of live music. In fact, there's some doubt about how much music we'll actually be playing on record. So if you can stick around, that'll be good. The pastrami sandwiches are hot. The coffee is non-stop and drinkable, which means that that's the best reason to come out of the BBC and come across to New York. From the Carnegie Deli, straight into New York, and Mark Bolan and T-Rex ahead of what might turn out to be a worrying program for a few people.
Did you ever see a woman coming out of New York City with a frog in her hand? Did you ever see a woman coming out of New York City with a frog in her hand? Don't it show? Did you ever see a woman coming out of New York City with a frog in her hand? Did you ever see a woman coming out of New York City with a frog in her hand? Don't it show?
Boys saying a sad farewell to a great British institution, the Simon Bates Show.
We'll really miss you, Simes.
So long, farewell, our feeders ain't adieu. Goodbye, good luck, from me and him to you.
now, the best person really to tell you where anyone or anything is in New York is Jim Steinman, who's here. Jim, can you tell me exactly where we are? Give a little description.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we are in the Carnegie Delicatessen, which is a great institution here.
Explain that. 56 years of tradition.
56 years, they make the most enormous sandwiches, the most grossly enormous sandwiches in the world. One sandwich could feed Somalia.
That's
absolutely. And this is wonderful you're doing this, because there's an old tradition in the New York show business, too, of radio shows coming from delicatessens and restaurants.
So that's how they started in radio here, isn't it? It used to be like a back room somewhere.
Always a back room, and basically a lot of Yiddish comics and fat ladies sitting around.
No change there, then.
Telling grotesque stories, and you hear a lot of plates falling,
yeah.
People plugging things. It's a great old tradition in show
New
business.
York is obsessed with food. You haven't been to this yet, have you? We went to the opening the other night.
The Harley Davidson Cafe.
Yeah.
No, I have not been there.
This has a Harley Davidson, which obviously can't go anywhere, but you sit on it and it vibrates.
Yes. Also sold as a marital aid.
Now, thank you for doing that. I'm bringing a little class.
Well,
this stuff, what is a Malibu lowrider, for heaven's sake?
Oh, I don't know. It's some sort of bathing suit, probably.
Do you go to these places? Because you stay up all night in New York.
I stay up all night, but I don't really go to a lot of those places. I mean, I don't go to the Harley Davidson Cafe as much as I'd like to have exhaust fumes with my burgers.
You're number one everywhere now. Well, you're number one or number two in New York at the moment?
Number one in New York.
You're number one in New York. Number two. Is the album number one in Britain? What is it? The album's number two in Britain.
But number one in America.
And the single is number one in Britain.
And in America, the album's number one and the single's number two.
This is the record they said would never work.
Right. They're always right, aren't they? Who are these people?
Do you remember we sat down and you gave me a chapter and verse of the agonies you had actually getting this album recorded?
It was very difficult.
Is there a temptation to go down to Times Square and stand outside BMG or maybe just around the corner outside Sony and hold your fingers up and say, see, I was right?
There's a temptation to do that because you always find women that way. It's strange. If you do that in Times Square and say, see, I was right, and you get a discount, especially in front of BMG, because most of the people who work there are hookers. That's why they can't get records played. That's the actual reason. Except for Bruce Hornsby, who's not a hooker, but would like to be. This is the problem. But I am totally nocturnal, but I wander around. I don't necessarily have a mission. This is my mission tonight.
Are you now thrilled about the recovery of Bat Out of Hell 2?
No, I'm totally thrilled.
Yeah.
I'm totally excited.
And you're going back on the road as well, because about 6 weeks ago you were playing here with Meatloaf in New York.
I'm doing selected venues. I'm doing all of England, whole English tour.
So how many dates in England?
I think there's 12.
And just explain, because no one understands what a Meatloaf thing is about, because you think a concert, it's much more than a concert, it's an experience.
Well, it's a theatrical bacchanalia, a witch's Sabbath, an orgiastic display of excess, intensity, and feverish, infernal thrills.
Just modest shine and retiring.
It's basically an overpriced concert, but you know.
Okay.
No, it's great value.
Thank you. All right, we'll take the record. We'll come back in just a second, because you've been keeping a fine artist secret, haven't you?
Well, sort of.
All right.
Not a secret, a mystery.
I know you can save me.
All the best from Kieran Lynch, who rang from Coventry. You've got to bear in mind, we are in the, thank you, in the finest delicatessen in New York with the finest coffee, I've got to say. We'll give you the telephone number a little later on, or the fax number, and you can fax us in. But thanks to Kieran Lynch from Coventry in the West Midlands. Now, I've always thought of Jim Steinman as a nice man, but there is a hard side to you.
My God.
There is, a tough side.
You looked in my closet. Those whips are used for equestrian purposes. I swear. The horses like it. They like to be, you know, disciplined.
How come you kept quiet about this lady, Mrs. Loud?
I didn't keep quiet. I just...
You didn't tell us about it.
No, this... Mrs. Loud is her legitimate nickname. She has
How do you have a legitimate nickname? That's a double negative.
Oh, my God, if you're going to get grammatical with me, Simon. And it just adds an air of mystery. This is the first thing that I ever did with her and with Meatloaf. And Meatloaf fell in love with her voice. And we just thought it was very cool to say Mrs. Loud. That's how we know her.
Just remind me how you came across Mrs. Loud and how she came across you.
It was in front of the BMG building in New York, strangely enough. No, I'm going to get in trouble with BMG.
Okay.
Let me see if there are any acts I'd like to produce with that label. No, I can't think of any.
Bruce Hornsby?
No.
Wiz Harley's?
No. Okay. Nobody.
How did you come across each other?
Tape. She sent a tape to me. and it was great. And then she was just hanging around, and it was, I actually didn't want to force it onto Meatloaf for her to sing with him.
Yeah.
But she just came to the studio and hung around, and he heard her sing and was enthralled by her voice.
Now, her name is Lorraine Crosby. She's here. Can you talk into that mic, please? Where are you from originally?
Newcastle.
Now, where do you live now?
Between Los Angeles, New York, and Newcastle.
Were you happy about being a state secret?
Yeah.
You played along with that.
Absolutely.
And then last weekend, you're listening to David Jensen on the ILR network, and you hear David Jensen say what?
That was Meatloaf and Bonnie Tyler. And that made me feel so good, because she's got bigger ones than me.
Where are you from originally?
Newcastle.
Newcastle. And singing for a little time, because you're slightly over 21, right?
Yeah.
So how did you get hold of Jim?
I sent him a tape.
What do you do when you send a tape? Just say, Jim Steinman, care of, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and then hope you get a reply.
And he replied?
Yeah.
Well, she did include some compromising photographs.
Yeah, that's it.
And didn't tell me where the negatives were.
When you met him, because people imagine that Jim's going to be quite different than the person they meet, were you impressed or were you surprised?
I was shocked.
Stunned.
Shocked.
Mm.
The only word I can
think of. Yeah. And he now manages you.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
That means I'm managed by Jim Steinman.
Does that mean you have your own?
You can see I've done well. She's in this delicatessen.
It's hard work, but we're getting there in the end. Are you going to do your own album?
Yes, I hope so. We're shopping for a deal.
What does that mean?
He's shopping for a deal.
Got to get a record company. Looks like BMG's out of the question. That's all I know.
What sort of stuff are you going to do, do you reckon?
You'll be surprised. Very raw, very powerful.
Mm. Your songs?
Probably some, not all. But she's got an astounding... Well, you know her voice from the record. It'll be very primal.
Primal.
Very primal.
That's a negative.
And a real woman singing, as opposed to a lot of chirpy little girls. She's a real woman.
Are you going to be on the tour when it comes to England?
One date, I think, yeah.
I'm going to sing
at my hometown.
Oh, brilliant. So that's in November, isn't it?
He's playing in Whitley Bay on the 7th of December.
That's terrific. That's a nice idea. Did you do the New York dates?
No.
No. So you haven't worked with me and Jim Steinman on stage yet?
No.
Could be interesting.
Yeah, well, that's going to be an experience for her.
Let's take a song from London.
Hey, Simon, it's Cher. I wanted to call you and tell you that I wish you well in whatever it is you decide to do next. Bye-bye and good luck.
Here in this world, where do we go? Where can we turn when we need some love? It seems that love just can't be found. Where do we stand? Love's a fly, don't need love's demand. We got stars collide the sky, that in the sun.
love and understanding. Our fax number here at the Carnegie Deli, they do take aways, but not as far as where you are. 0101-212-757-9889. That's 0101-212-757-9889. I'll give you the fax number again in just a second. I want to make it quite clear that Jim Steinman is a highly intelligent, on-the-case man.
So Jim, because that's obviously not evident.
Hasn't been up to this moment.
I know.
What's the hot issue at the moment in New York?
If you go by what people are actually talking about the most in terms of, like, radio talk shows, which is a good barometer, yeah, it's actually two situations that intersect. There's a film out called The Program in which they showed high school football players lying down in the middle of a highway.
A couple of kids killed recently.
As a way to prove manhood and be macho, and a couple of kids imitated it who were killed.
Yeah.
And this intersected with, on MTV, I don't know if you have this in Europe, you have these cartoon characters, Beavis and Butthead,
yeah,
who were two imbecilic metalhead 14-year-olds. And because some 5-year-old kid said, fire to his house, and the mother claimed, as it turns out probably completely falsely, that it was inspired by Beavis and Butthead, all the particularly cowardly corporate heads have now decided to censor everything. So they're taking the scene out of the movie, they're taking Beavis and Butthead and putting them on at 10:30 p.m. And this is what's being talked about the most. I think it's ridiculous.
Are we in for bland rock from now on?
I don't know, but it's a pretty bland society. So that would be appropriate. It's just astounding that people could, that a psychotic character could lie down in the middle of the road and get killed, and therefore they feel that art should be censored. I mean, you assume, it's the Disney company, by the way, that puts out the movie,
yeah,
so you assume they will look
They've
again.
They've changed it in Britain as well.
Well, they should obviously take out the flying carpet in Aladdin, because any kid might actually jump on his carpet off the roof and die. And that could be dangerous, could it not?
One quick thing. Everybody thinks of you as a tough man. You are, in fact, of course, a complete slophead when it comes to cats.
I'm a slophead when it comes to cats.
Well, let's be
There's
honest.
There's an epitaph for you.
How are the cats?
The cats are wonderful. They're real slopheads when it comes to me, as a matter of fact.
Fax number's 0101-212-757-9889. It's 9:28.
Bates in the States.
Hi, this is Nana Cherry. Mr. Bates, Mr. Simon Bates. Oh, we gonna miss you, sweetheart.
News, and we'll come back. Texas playing live, and we three, and so much more later.
A man arrested in Leicester over the murder of PC Patrick Dunn and a suspected drug dealer in South London is being brought to the capital later today for questioning. Three other men are already being held in London. Meanwhile, a campaign's underway to give the police body armour. It's being run by policeman's widow Jill Forth from Sunderland, whose husband was stabbed to death.
I was watching the television yesterday and it came on the news, and when I heard it, I was absolutely devastated. Well, stunned. It took me back to when I got the call and it had happened to me. I felt like I was back there. And not many people probably know that it was a poignant day as well. It was actually 7 months to the day that it happened to my husband. And I thought, oh, God, not another one in less than a year.
Highway robbers have struck again. Gwent police are searching for three men who rammed a businesswoman's car near Chepstow and stole a large amount of cash. And a man's been robbed of antiques worth £100,000 while he was changing a wheel on his car on the M6 in North Staffordshire. The great train robber, Ronnie Biggs, could be sent home from his South American refuge. The Brazilian police have suggested swapping him for a wanted man of their own, who's turned up in London. The government will reveal how the new national lottery will work later today, but Heritage Secretary Peter Brook has already given some of the details. Tickets will cost around £1. A quarter of the proceeds will go to charity, and firms will have to compete to run it.
The Act says who will do the distributing. The distributors are totally at arm's length from government. They will receive the applications from people who would like money from the good causes element of the lottery. They will award the bids, and then it'll be a case of the applicants making use of the money.
Finally, Britain's bird spotters will be migrating to the Isles of Scilly this weekend. A rare Blythe's pipit, usually found in India and China, has turned up on the golf course at St Mary's Island. Twitchers are excited because it's only the third time one's been spotted in the UK. And Bates continues in New York. I'll have the latest in 30 minutes.
In the year of our Lord, 992.
gentlemen, this is Michael Hutchins from INXS. Just like to say thanks for all your support over the years, and for myself and all the other guys, I want to wish you all the best in the future. Keep on rocking, yo.
Yes, me, I am the one. Make you see where we belong. I'll be shaking like a leaf, all wrapped up in my dirty sheets. I agree to our comes there. I will be faking with the best of them. It's a crime I would commit without the difference of all the world's gifts. I want sweet, sweet, sweet. Could you taste it? Never, never, never. In the dead of night, all those faces come back to me. I'll be begging to swim the sea. Yeah, man, I'll put your star in.